Over the last 20 years, Czechs have embraced consumer culture in a big way, with a great number of shopping centres, both city centre and out of town, now dotted around the country. To discuss how the experience of shopping has been transformed, and how range and price now compare to other countries, I met up with former Elle editor Jana Cíglerová at Prague's Palladium Shopping Centre, a short walk from Wenceslas Square.
The change has been significant. It's not only in the luxurious market, but also in the mass market. Now we basically have pretty much all the main brands that you would know from the rest of the world or from Britain, for example. The change is, it's pretty much global now.
And if we go back fully 20 years to when the revolution happened, were there many or any shopping centres here back in 1989?
See, that's even hard to imagine today, but there were only three big, not even shopping centres, only department stores, one department store. And there were only three of them where people would get most of their shoppings. Whereas now you have a shopping centre pretty much everywhere, on definitely several shopping centres in each Prague quarter.
Czechs seem to have really embraced shopping and shopping culture. Why do you think it is that's gotten on so much here?
The abundance, you know, something now you can have that, before you couldn't. I remember the first times we went abroad, I think Austria was the first, or Germany was the first, were the first foreign countries. You just could not believe what all was in stores. You could not believe that there was vegetables, and you could choose colors of your trousers or your sweaters. You know, here you in Czechoslovakia back then, you would always have only one kind of clothes and everybody would have to wear it. It's something I cannot even explain you today, because for me it's hard to imagine that it was the case. So I think it's the idea that we can, you know, that you can choose, you can also afford it, which wasn't the case 10 years ago, maybe. So the overall economic situation of everyday Czech people has increased, that's what I would say.
I remember somebody telling me with confidence that it was 1997 that Czech women started dressing well. I think they meant dressing like Westerners. When do you think that the Czechs kind of caught up with the West in this respect?
I don't think it was 97. I don't think we have even caught up with the rest of the West yet. I think maybe recently, 4 years back, 3 years back, the difference is not as significant. But still, I'm sitting in a cafe and I could tell you exactly who is Czech, who is a Czech woman and who's not a Czech woman. There's still something about us, and not only women, I think the situation with men is even worse, that is just not there yet.
And what are the things that differentiate, say, a Czech woman from a Western woman? I know, for example, in the early 90s, it was shoes that people used to differentiate between Czechs and foreigners.
It's not only shoes, even though shoes still stay one of the criteriums. It's also haircut, hair color. I mean, look at the woman sitting next to us. It's just, you would not see a Western woman with red hair and those kind of shades. It's just not not tasteful. And the sizes of clothes. Okay. Men wear jackets or suits that are one size too big. And women were very much like to wear t-shirts that are two sizes too small. So you could see their bellies. Again, the woman sitting next to us, the t-shirt is copying her, what you call it, fat? Yeah. It's just not something that a Western woman would wear, unless it's a very low income position Western woman. But this is a majority woman. And it's also the cuts of the materials, which means the price of the clothes, but also the cuts of the trousers, mostly jeans. You can see that it's not well cut, you know, so that would be the main differences.
When you walk around the center of Prague today, you see a lot of the same chains that you would see, say, in, I don't know, Madrid or Copenhagen. Do you think in any way the Czechs have lost something by becoming so uniform in terms of the high street here?
See, I've lost a lot because I travel a lot and I would not shop here, and that's one of the things that many Czechs do. of my generation or of my kind of sort of income people. So anytime I went abroad, I would buy something there that nobody had here. Whereas now I go to Vienna, I go to Paris, I go to London, and I have to go and look after the small shops that are not the big chains that I would have here on the any Prague street.
So basically it's more work for you.
Yes, yes.
I remember in the mid-90s, it often seemed to me that some foreign chains were kind of dumping their previous year's collections here at a high price. Did that happen, and does it still happen?
That was a big problem, and I think one of the biggest problems were why Pařížská street, which is the most luxurious street in Prague, where you have all the Louis Vuitton and Dior stores, has been struggling for some time because you would go to one of these stores and you would find the collections of the past season there, and you had the feeling, okay, so they're trying to trick me. They think I'm Eastern European or I'm from Prague, I'm from Czech Republic, so I don't know, and I would never go to that store again. And plus, it was way more expensive than in original stores in Paris or London. So what many people with that kind of income ended up doing was they went shopping abroad. It was just better to go shopping in Paris or London or Madrid, because you had the guarantee that A, you could choose, you had much better choice, and B, you knew it, the collections were up to date.
Generally speaking, how would you say prices today compare between the Czech Republic and Western countries?
For some reason, I don't understand why, but it's still a little bit more expensive here than in New York or in London. And that is another reason why people who can afford that kind of luxury brands, they go abroad and they go shopping there. You buy things that nobody else has here, plus you have good price or better price than here. And it used to be more expensive than it is now. I think also the crown has gotten stronger, so that makes the other currencies a little more available for us.
What about service? What's the standard like now, and has it changed much over the last 20 years?
It's better now, that's for sure, but it's still nothing comparable to British stores, French stores. I don't know, because I don't speak French, so I don't understand them if they try to talk to me. But definitely, I just came back from New York, and there everybody kind of talks to you. They ask you about your day. They start a conversation with you. Whereas here, it's hard for them to even tell you hi sometimes. And when you are the one who says hi first, then okay, they can very unwillingly, reluctantly answer you hello. But that's it. It's that is a change in mind that still has to come for us.